Welcome back to Union Weekly. I'm Haley.
I'm Xander.
And I'm Mr. S.
And today we have Ginger on, so let's get started.
Hey, Ginger.
Hey, Xander.
How are you?
Fabulous.
Good. How are you, Haley and Mr. S?
Oh, I'm doing good.
I'm doing good, too.
Good, good. Well, let me say this first. We have like 3 weeks of school left. Because today is...
29th.
Well, when this is going out, it's the 6th.
Oh, well, okay. Today's the 6th.
We don't have long left, guys. We're in the teens now. Oh, boy. Ginger, how's your school year been?
Crazy.
Crazy.
Wild. Fun. Tiring. Do you want me to go on?
later.
You ready for the summer?
Heck yeah.
So tell us a little bit about your background in education.
Well, my background in education is in high school, I took some child development classes, and then I ended up getting married young and having children. But when I lived in Evanston, I worked at a preschool and was given the opportunity to get some college credits through Wyoming University for child development. So that's my background with school. Now, my other background is I have 9 children that
wow.
I've birthed, and I have another one that we've added, so there's 10. I've raised 13 total, and I will have 30 grandkids by July.
Dang.
Wow. So I figure I have a little bit of knowledge of children and how to deal with them. I try.
So first off, before you move, I didn't know you lived in Evanston.
We did for a short time.
Okay, I've got family that lives in Evanston, so small world. My uncle probably, I don't know, my uncle runs the Walmart in Evanston.
Oh, cool. That wasn't there when okay. I was there.
Yeah, so, but I love Evanston. I used to spend time there with my cousins, and so I learned to golf in Evanston.
Nice.
So, small world.
How did you get into hall monitoring?
Well, before I came to Union, I worked at Mount Jordan. And I worked at Mount Jordan for several years part-time. I started in the cafeteria and was a lunch cashier. Then I worked with the special ed kids. And then I worked with the other special ed kids. So I get the ECC and ACC mixed up. But I did both, and 1 year I had a boy that had MS, and so I was his personal teacher. We went to each class. I went in the pool with him to help him with swimming because he could not, his motor skills were not good because of his MS. I worked in the office. I also did ISS and lunch detention, and then I needed to have full time, and the job at Union came available, and I was scared to death to interview because I was comfortable with where I was, but I needed full time. So I interviewed and I got the job, and I've been here ever since.
Is that since opening in 1958?
No, you guys, I'm not
Xander.
That old.
Xander.
I've been here since we were Jordan District still when I first came here to Union. And then I think 3 or 4 years later, we became Canyons District. I've been at, I won't tell you how long I've been here.
How long have you been here? unless you want it to be a secret.
No, this is my 17th year.
So, guys, it's not true. She's been here since opening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where y'all got that idea.
That's, yeah, ever since I've been in sixth grade, I've heard that.
I have heard that.
That's okay. Yeah. The older kids always tell their siblings that I'm so scary, and when they come here, they're so afraid of me. I just have to laugh.
How have you seen the school evolve over the past 17 years, besides the new building?
Well, when I first started, the ninth graders were here and the seventh graders were here. Well, it was seventh, eighth, and ninth. It was kind of crazy. I liked it. When the sixth graders came, I thought I was going to quit because I felt like I was a babysitter. It took me that first year, and at the end of the year, I thought, okay, we'll try it again, and it went better. And so I've just adapted to sixth, seventh, and eighth. I think the time is getting worse because of media, social media. The world in itself is getting a lot harder. And, that's how I see it.
Have you always been a hall monitor at Union?
Yep. I love it. I must. I come back every year.
You ever considered something different?
No.
How much steps do you get every day?
I average between 20,000 steps, and one day I got 30,000, and that was very unusual. So between 20 and 28,000 steps. So I walk over 10 miles a day.
How do you do this? Like, how? I swear, you're the most fit person in this building.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know about that. But anyway, when you're given a job and they tell you what to do, you just have to do it. You don't skimp on it.
I think Mr. S could agree with that.
I completely agree with that. 1,000%. You do it. And I don't know. I'm one who likes to, I make sure everything gets done. I can't skimp on it.
Oh no.
Like, I feel bad. Like, it's like I have a job to do. I get it done, whatever it takes.
Well, yeah. When you get a job, I try to tell the kids, when you get a job and they say, this is what you have to do, and this is when you have to be here, and this is when you get to go, you have to follow the rules. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to come in at this time and I'm going to leave at this time and do what I want to do.
It's your livelihood. I mean, adulting is not fun. Let me just say that. But adulting is not fun. And so having to work and do a job, like, that's your way of getting food and everything. And so when you have to do that, it's you don't skimp out on anything.
Well, it's important to really like your job, and if I didn't like my job, I wouldn't be back.
Well, I'm happy you're here.
I'm just a crazy, crazy old woman.
No.
You're not as old as everyone thinks, at least.
Yeah, I'm not hesitant to say I'm proud of my age.
What's been your favorite part of this job over the past 17 years?
Well, I really like intermingling with the kids. I'm glad that I can act crazy like the kids and feel like I'm okay. I like to dance in the halls when we have the music going. I used to do that lots. It is fun to catch you not doing what you're supposed to. It's fun to be on the cameras and catch you and find you that
absolutely.
But my job isn't for that. I'm here for safety. I mean, I'm here, you know, to make sure everyone is safe and does what they're supposed to do. And I don't mean to be mean in what I do. Sometimes I just am passionate and, so.
What other things do you do at Union besides just being a hall monitor?
Well, a hall monitor isn't just being a hall monitor, I don't think. I mean, that's what I always say. I'm just a hall monitor. But there's a lot of things involved with that. Security is a big deal, making sure that you guys are all safe. I check the doors, check the bathrooms, make sure no one's doing anything wrong. I check the grounds to make sure no one's left campus or nobody's tried to come in. I do a lot of things for the office, run errands. You know, I help teachers out. If they need to leave early to go to a meeting, I will step in and help out in the class. There are just a lot of different things that I do. I give PBIS points out. My phone doesn't work right, and so I have to hand put them in on the computer. So, yeah.
Ginger is a Swiss Army knife. She has all kinds of different... She's a multi-tooled gadget.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Absolutely. School wouldn't run without her, so we're grateful so for you.
Oh, that's so true. You guys are so sweet.
I don't know what we'd do without you, honestly.
Thanks.
Do you have a favorite subject? School subject?
Well, when I was in school, I loved math. And I'm really into physical fitness. So I guess one of my favorite, the reason I love my job so much is because I don't have to sit down at my desk all day. I get to move around and,
I get paid to move.
Yeah, I get paid to exercise. I always say that.
That's awesome.
Do you have a favorite grade?
I don't. And do I have a favorite person? Everyone here is my favorite person.
I didn't think someone would ask that. Do students actually ask you if they like are your favorite?
Uh-huh.
I get asked that all the time. I'm like, I don't have favorites. I only have not favorites.
They always say, am I your favorite? I say yes, you're one of many of my favorites.
That's a smart way to put it, Ginger.
Yeah.
There we go.
Do you still do cross country?
I do cross country, and I love it, and I love to do soccer. I've coached soccer for my kids when they were growing up, and so it's different doing it for intramurals, but I still enjoy it and love it.
Okay, I don't get this. Why don't we have an actual team?
Because we're a middle school. We're not a junior high anymore. We're a middle school. Once they took the ninth graders out and put them into the high school, I don't know what it changed demographically, but... we used to have a basketball team, boys and girls basketball team, when I was here in the beginning because the ninth graders were here. I don't know.
Someone's got to change that.
You're looking at me like I'm the person. That's not my decision. Talk to the district,
yeah,
man.
There you go.
Talk to the district. That's a district decision.
It'd be so cool.
I don't get paid enough to make that decision.
Or you're not high enough, too.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you want to let students' parents know?
I really love my job. The kids are really important to me. I get angry at them because I care. And I always tell my own kids, if I didn't care, I would just let you do whatever you wanted. And it's no different with any of you guys. I feel like I have 900 kids here, plus all the kids I've raised in my own life. So you're all important to me. I love it when I see kids that have graduated and now some of them are in their 30s and they say, you're still at Union Middle School? I say, yeah, you're such a big boy now or a big girl. You're never going to be a man and you're never going to be a woman to me. You're always going to be a big boy or a big girl. And that's what I consider my kids at also. They're not men and women. They're not adults. They're just big boys and big girls.
One final question before Haley's question.
Any crazy stories?
Wasn't done. Oh. She's so excited. How much longer do you plan to stay here?
As long as I can. You know, when I get to the part in my life where, well, you know, if I ever retire, I don't think I'll ever retire. I'll still find another job. During the pandemic, I worked at Costco because I just didn't know what was going to go on. So then when we started school back, I worked at Costco and the school. And that was kind of a lot. And I'm a little bit older now, so I don't know. I loved Costco because I can run around and be busy and feel exercise in my life.
But bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. Now do you have any crazy stories?
Well, it's so funny. Kids always say, I'm told that you've tackled people. And I'll just go ahead and say, sure. Yeah. You got Dang. It. I have chased people everywhere. I have gone to Hillcrest Park, the park that's right by Hillcrest, hunting, well, I mean, on the tails of students that have left. It was so fun. I loved it. the canal, I have stories. You think you're going to fight? I'll follow you. And you're not going to fight because I've
awesome.
Been to the church behind Harmon's. I've been to the church across the street here. Yeah.
How do you bring them back? Do you, like, bring them in cuffs or something?
They just listen to me. They're amazing.
Drag them by the backpack.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah, guys, for those 6th and 7th graders.
Don't try running away.
Yeah, don't run away. Ginger will get you.
She'll catch up.
Even in the snow?
Oh, yeah.
Dang. Yeah, Ginger's not one to be messed with. She's everything.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, she's everywhere.
Everything everywhere. Knows everything.
All at once.
Well, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Mr. S, would you like to go for
question of the week? Okay. Again,
it's
as
our
always.
Last one.
Yeah, our last one. As always, question of the week. You can come see me, and I'll give you a whole bunch of PBIS points. So
let's throw in a paw card on that one.
Okay, we'll throw in a paw card on there as well. Okay, y'all know I've been doing a lot of sports ones lately, so I was trying to find a multi-answered question. It wasn't sports, but you can never escape the history teacher, so it's going to be a history teacher.
Oh boy.
Question. Okay, you might have to do a little research on this, and like all of our multiple answer question, once somebody gives me one answer, you can't give me that same answer, so you'll have to find something else. So here's the history question, and this actually has to do with our content. I don't know if y'all would even know this question. I didn't cover this in depth, but the question is, I need you to name for me one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh.
By the way, there are 55, so I can have 55 winners.
Yay.
Actually, y'all should know at least one.
No, don't say it.
Don't say it, but you should know one. You should know one because he signed his name so big so that way King George could read it without his spectacles. That's why he wrote it so big. It was covered in class, just saying. So that's my question of the week. Give me a signer of the Declaration.
Well, I'm not bringing 55 cards yet.
No, that's fine. First one will get paw cards.
First one got it.
Okay, and then after that, it will just be straight PBIS points.
All right, well, that's the last question of the week for this year, for the 23-24 school year.
There we go.
Yeah, well, hey, well, thanks for listening, and we will see you on our final episode.